makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Monday, July 13th. Small Texans fans, I just have a few more days as reporter for HoustonTexans.com. As my last day with the Texans is on Wednesday, and then I will be leaving to be an anchor and reporter for the Fox affiliate in Beaumont. But before I leave, I want to make sure I bring you guys a few good stories, and of course that involves interviewing right tackle Eric Winston. Winston's probably one of the most media-savvy players on this team, and you know, he's a very, very good interview. He's very informative and a lot of fun. And Winston and I have had a lot of fun these last 2 years. We've gotten to go to Chicago to interview Kenny Chesney, Keith Urban, and Leanne Rimes. We've also hosted mock drafts together. So I caught up with Winston after he worked out on a Monday, and we talked a little bit about how things went during OTAs and minicamp, talked a little bit about next season, and of course we reflected on our Texans TV experience together. Here's Eric Winston. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is Eric Winston. All right, Eric, I've been talking to a lot of the players about an assessment about OTAs and minicamp. So what is your assessment about how things went?
Well, I think we just got what we needed to get done. You know, we're getting to that point where we're starting to become, I think, a solid team. And we've got a bunch of guys that are holdovers, a bunch of returning starters. And I think when you have that, you're not teaching as much anymore as you're refining technique. You're getting better at what you already know. So I think when you go out into OTAs, it's a whole different mindset than learning and trying to get everyone on the same page. I think everyone's on the same page now. Now it's more about getting better and really perfecting what we're doing.
Did you really see that with the offensive line? Because that's a unit that started all 16 games together last season.
Well, I think there's a certain amount of bringing the young guys along. But with the starting five, I think it's a matter of really getting good at what we're doing. And I think that's what we did. I think we went out there with a good business-like attitude and just really went out there to get our work done and get out of there. And I think that's in OTAs. If you have that, you go out there and do your thing for an hour and a half, you know, you're going to be okay.
Well, you guys didn't have a lot of depth last year at the offensive line. You were lucky no starter was injured, but now you have Antoine Caldwell in. He's at center, can play some guard. What do you think of him?
Well, it's hard. It's always hard to evaluate guys without pads on. And I think, you know, we're going to see a lot of him in camp. I know the coaches are going to push him hard. You know, being a third-round pick, I was a third-round pick, he's going to get a shot. And, he's going to have to step up for us this year. We're going to need him at some point. You never know when someone's going to go down. So he's got to be able to come in and help us win a game sometime. And you never know what's going to happen. Mine was at the last drive, and I had to come in and help seal a game. And you just never know when your chance is going to be. And if you don't, you're not ready for that chance, you know, the game's going to pass you by. So, you know, I think everyone's going to do what we can to get him ready and to just help him every way we can.
All right, well, training camp kicks off on July 31st, but you guys are here working out quite a bit. Seems a little bit different than last year. Would you say you guys are really hitting the weight room more this year?
Well, yeah, I think the schedule's been close, but I think guys are just making that commitment, and guys know what's going to come up. And I like the way Ray's kind of gave us the flexibility in working our own schedules. I think in the past it hasn't been, you know, it's been a real kind of inflexible. You have to be here then, you have to be there now. And so when you didn't have to be here, everyone was gone. So the way we can work our own schedules and we can work the way we want to work and get ready for the season in our own way, I think it's helped. And I think guys are, you know, it's easier to come up here knowing that, hey, it's kind of our deal. We're coming up here because we want to, not because we have to.
Now, do you have any personal goals for training camp this year?
Stay healthy. Stay healthy and just, you know, like I said, just keep getting better. I think as a whole group, too, we got to come in with a mindset like we finished the season. And the thing that's plagued us as a team the whole last 2 years is we've been starting slow and we haven't started the way we wanted to. We kind of put ourselves behind the eight ball and not given our chance a real chance to play for something in December. So for us, and I think as a group, we need to set the tone of starting fast. And from week one, we got to be playing midseason form. And that's where we really got to get to. And the time's now. You got to do it now. You got to get ready now.
Well, you're being talked about right now as one of the best right tackles in the league. You also have a really good website, EricWinston73.com. Recently, you explained the difference between right tackle, left tackle. Give us a little tutorial.
Well, you know, I've been getting a bunch of questions and just statements people make to me, whether I think they're right or not. And so, you know, I just kind of clarified some of them, just the differences on playing either side. I think what the coaches ask of a right tackle and what they ask of a left tackle. And, some of the, in the run game and the pass game, play action. And so I think everyone just needs to go to the website and read up on it, ericwinston73.com. It's been fun. Yeah, I've had a lot of fun with the website. I'm planning on doing a lot during the season with it, whether it's just video blogs. Me and David Anderson did a funny little video skit after a run one day where he's Ricky Hatton, and it's just we have a lot of fun with it. It's something that we can mess around on, and all the guys can get on, and we just have fun. And in the meantime, kind of giving our thoughts on current issues as well.
Well, you're one of the best interviews on this team, very media savvy, and we've had a lot of fun together. So I have to ask you, I'm leaving in a couple of days, leaving the Texans on Wednesday. What's your favorite Texans TV experience? Because we've had some good things. We've gone to Chicago, interviewed country stars. We've done a mock draft together. So, yeah, what's your favorite one?
Well, I think definitely going to Chicago. It was a lot of fun interviewing Keith Urban, Kenny Chesney, Leanne Rimes. That was a blast. We're all going to miss you so much. So much fun to hang out. You're kind of one of the guys. You really are. So it's been a lot of fun, and we wish you nothing but the best. I know everyone was sad when they heard that you were leaving, but we really, really hope you see you on NFL Network here pretty soon.
Thanks. Well, I hope I'm back interviewing guys when you're in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
As always, thanks for listening. I'll be back on Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time.
All you Texans, get up and scream.